AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Idaho will be talking soon about the arrest in Pennsylvania of a man in connection with the deaths of four University of Idaho students last month. The source tells the AP the suspect is 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger. The students were stabbed to death at a rental home near campus. Autopsy showed they were all likely asleep when they were attacked. The release of former President Donald Trump's tax returns shows in the final year of his presidency, he reported making no charitable donations. That was in contrast to two prior years when Trump reported making about $500,000 worth of donations. It's unclear whether any of the figures include his pledge to donate his $400,000 presidential salary back to the U.S. government. Divisive social media personality Andrew Tate has been detained in Romania, charged with rape and human trafficking.
In dramatic footage released by Romanian authorities, police could be seen raiding several homes and making arrests. Andrew Tate, the British-US citizen, was detained for 24 hours, along with his brother Tristan, in the Ilfov area north of Romania's capital. Tate has previously been banned from various social media platforms for expressing misogynistic views and hate speech. Romanian prosecutors have requested that the arrest warrant be extended to 30 days. Without mentioning names, Romania's anti-organized crime agency said the British citizens recruited women who were subjected to acts of physical violence and mental coercion. It also said they were forced to perform pornographic acts intended to reap financial benefits. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden has pardoned six people who've served out sentences after convictions on a murder charge and drug and alcohol-related crimes. After 2 days out of sight while vacationing in the U.S. Virgin Islands, the president ventured out today for a round of golf. A dismal year on Wall Street is closing with losses. This is AP News. A Michigan graduate assistant is a trailblazer for female coaches. Mimi Bolden Morris is believed to be the first female graduate assistant football coach at a power conference school since the late 80s.
A lot of what I do is film breakdown, translating a lot of our opponent into what we do so that we can kind of execute that and exploit them where they're weak.
Bolden Morris will be on the sideline when the second-ranked Wolverines play number 3 TCU at the Fiesta Bowl.
Most days it can be difficult and tough because it's a new space that I'm navigating. A lot of things that I don't know around people that I've never been around before.
She played basketball at Boston College and Georgetown and was interested in coaching football.
Hopefully women in sport is something that becomes absolutely normal, and hopefully I'm able to pave the way for that.
Bolden Morris plans to return to Michigan for a second season as a graduate assistant. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.